Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes, I need to know why you guys charged me on my card. I had a couple of things I paid shipping on. Paid shipping, got the items. Now, well, one of the items wasn't even correct. And now there's a big charge on my bank account that I didn't make.
Okay, man. If you will, please, ma'am, provide me with your zip code so I can pull up that account for you.
38549.
Okay. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Tammy Alexander.
Okay, ma'am. So I was able to locate that account for you. Could you verify the mailing address for me, ma'am?
1023 Center Lane, and that's okay. Birdstown, Tennessee.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And I do see here that on March 2nd that you ordered a tactical bag that was for $7.95. That product yes. actually got shipped out on March 2nd. It also says here that on March 5th, you were charged $56.95. Give me 1 second, ma'am. Let me pull up these terms and conditions. And see why you were actually charged at $56.95. Give me 1 second.
This is the free gift, shipping only.
Okay, ma'am. So, looks like here you were actually charged at $56, and that was due to those terms and conditions. I'm not sure if you read those before placing that order, but it stated that if this account was not canceled within 48 hours, then it'll be enrolled into an online gadget store membership. And with that membership purchase, you will receive a $125 gift card each month you are enrolled. And it also says here that they emailed their customers regarding that account.
I don't want that. I want my $56 back. I was just, it was supposed to be part of a promotion, and I mean,
okay, ma'am. So,
I'll send the bag back. I don't care. I don't know.
Okay, ma'am. So
can't,
I can
just back go with it.
Okay, ma'am. So I can get you a 35% refund, but since they had those terms and conditions on their website, before you placed that order, and by you placing that order, it was you acknowledging that you read and agreed to those terms and conditions.
No, I did not read and agree to nothing. It was for a tactical bag. I can send that back to you. I don't want anything to do with that.
Okay, ma'am. So, again, I understand I can cancel this account, but in order to receive a refund, I will have to discount these charges because that is a valid charge.
I haven't used. Sir,
it's not for the bag, ma'am.
Huh?
It's not, the charge is not for the bag. The bag you only pay shipping and handling for. So you can keep the bag. There's actually no return.
I don't want the membership. It isn't even done pending in my account yet.
Okay, ma'am. So with that information, if it is still pending in your account, when I cancel this account, it should just fall off. But if it don't, if it is still pending, actually, give me 1 second. Let me see if it is. Give me 1 second.
It's literally just been, it's still sitting out there pending. Charged it yesterday. And I'm like, no, uh-uh. I had a heck of a time even finding a phone number for you guys. That you can't do that to people.
Okay, ma'am, so
it's not
our product or our website. Okay,
well,
ma'am. So it does look like that.
Somebody, here, I'm gonna send you this bag, but you're gonna be charged for this membership. No, that ain't how it works.
Okay, ma'am. So again, they did have that on their terms and conditions, but it does look like that charge is still pending. So we have that those charges haven't came out. So with that being said, once I cancel this account, those charges should just fall off. It could take up to 10 days for a pending charge to fall off your account. If it does come off, you can just give us a call back and we'll issue you that for a refund. And that's due to the fact that you canceled the account before the money came out.
And you're sure, 100%, that the money is going to not come out?
Well, no, ma'am. Because it's still pending, it can come out. So that's why I stated that if it does come out, you just give us a call back and we'll get you that full refund. And again, that's due to the fact that you called and canceled the account before the charges came out.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, now, can I have your name?
Okay, again, ma'am, my name is Jameer, and that is spelled Jameire.
Jameire?
Eire.
Eire, okay.
Okay, ma'am, this account is canceled, and I have that cancellation number if you're ready for it.
Hold on one second. Cancellation number, okay.
And that number is C, as in cat, 259-187-164. Again, that number is C, as in cat, 259-187-164. And that number is confirming that this account has been canceled and that is effective immediately. And is there anything else I can do for you today, ma'am?
No, I just want to make sure that it's all taken care of.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.